When New Hampshire State Senate convenes for its first session of the year next week, there will be plenty of new faces. 9 of the legislative body's 24 members are newly elected, and this week we're hearing from 2 of those incoming lawmakers. Ruth Ward is a Republican from Stoddard who will represent the Senate's 8th district. That includes towns like New London, Ware, and Antrim. Morning Edition host Rick Ganley sat down with Ruth Ward to talk about her new role.
Hey, Senator, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, depends on how much you want to know.
Well, what's your background? I know you're a retired nurse practitioner.
Way back. I was born in China. I'm a Swedish citizen. Came over to the United States in 59, and I am now a legalized United States citizen. I raised a family, went back to school, became a nurse, went back to school again, got my master's as a nurse practitioner, then retired. Came up to Stoddard, joined some of the local communities activities. I have served on the planning board. That this is now my 8th year.
Well, what do you see as your priorities heading into the Senate?
I have, over the past couple of years, become very much interested in the issue of education. I have seen some of the kids come out, and there's just big holes in their understanding and their knowledge. And I've seen local control of education just sort of go by the wayside.
You have been appointed as a member of the Education Committee.
Yes, I have.
Now, you say you want to explore vouchers and expand school choice. Can you do that in a way that doesn't stretch already thin resources that are available to public schools?
It's an interesting question. And I just, from my local community, I saw somebody who was very upset about having a school choice week at the end of January, thinking that it would severely increase the taxes that the people were going to have to pay. My understanding and the way I see it is that you have a certain amount of money set aside for each child in the school. And why not give the parents that amount of money and send them to whatever school they prefer instead of forcing them to go to a public school?
But again, does that diminish the public school system in the community at all?
It might. But I also think that what I like to see is to have the public school being much more competitive. They are competitive in other areas, not in New Hampshire necessarily, but in other states, where people will choose what town they like to move into depending on the public school system. And I think that wouldn't hurt to put the public schools to be competitive and to really vie for the kids to come there.
You worked in healthcare as a retired nurse practitioner. Do you want to see the state's Medicaid expansion program continue?
I think we have to take a good look at it. I know that has been expanded for the 2 years, and I think at the end of that, before we go anywhere further, I think we need to take a look at how did it work before we just arbitrarily just continue it.
What would be the replacement mechanism in your eyes? What would you see as a viable replacement for the 40,000 or 50,000 or so people, Granite Staters, that now you rely on it?
I think many of those 40,000 are capable of working. And I think for those who are capable of working, we should have a work requirement. But that was struck down, so we can't do that in New Hampshire. Other than that, I think that there are people who really need some help. There's no question about it, and those we should help. And then there are others that don't need that much. And I think we need to take a look at who really needs it and who could do something else.
You're a land steward for the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests. You're also on the board of advisors of the Appalachian Mountain Club. There are concerns from conservation groups about the Northern Pass Project in its current form and how it would impact the state's scenery and, of course, the tourism industry. What's your position on that project?
I think the only way Northern Pass is going to go through, for me, is if it's buried. I have looked at pictures that they have put, and the towers are huge, and they're going to go essentially right down the spine of New Hampshire. And to have those things all over the place for 182 and 190 miles, I think would be absolutely atrocious.
Now, of course, supporters say that that's just not realistic. It's not economically viable to bury
right.
The entire
project. And the Northern Pass has that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a private company. And my feeling is if this is really what you want to do, you have to bear the cost. I don't think that they have any right to totally make New Hampshire ugly just because it's cheaper for them to have these transmission lines above ground.
At the same time, there is businesses say there's a real need to reduce energy costs in the state. How would you go about doing that?
I am aware of it because I've talked to enough of the smaller companies that really say the one thing that's really killing us is the energy cost. I don't understand why New Hampshire has such high energy costs, and that would be one of the things when I have an opportunity to find out where is the cost. You know, why is it so high? I do know, for example, that some of the trustees of Eversource are paid an incredible amount of money just to be trustees on Eversource. Is that necessary? Could they just have trustees who are volunteers? And that would significantly reduce the cost to Eversource.
Massachusetts recently legalized marijuana. Maine may follow soon, depending on a recount in that state. Would you support legalization here in the Granite State?
At this point, I would say no. I look at marijuana as a gateway drug. People have told me it isn't. It's just a relaxant, and you should be just fine with it. I don't have enough information at this point to say, fine, go ahead. So I would say no for me at this point.
Voting laws, I wanted to ask you quickly about that. Governor Lex Sununu has said that he would support doing away with same-day voter registration. He has said that he's in favor of what he termed tightening up voting laws here in New Hampshire. Is that something you're in favor of?
Well, the same-day voting is, I've never quite figured out how come it's so necessary, but people don't. You don't have 100 people moving into your town and the day before voting, and now all of a sudden have to register. I've always been sort of suspicious of that. But I think that the same day, I don't know if I have so much an issue with the same day as I would have, are you a resident or do you just sort of live here temporarily? I would like to see a residency.
The so-called domicile rule.
Right. Yeah. I would like to have a residency requirement.
And what would that look like for you?
Oh, I would say at least 2 weeks being a resident of the state of New Hampshire before you vote. Because I think very often if you just come here temporarily, how can you know what some of the issues on New Hampshire really are so that you can vote with an informed vote? I mean, that's the issue for me.
Incoming Senator Ruth Ward, Republican from Stoddard, thanks so much for the time.
My pleasure.